And here on KBRB, it is time for us to join in with spring sports season as we get ready to head to the links, first of all, with this interview. And we are here with head coach of the Westholt Huskies, Todd Hale. And Todd, you've had some pretty good success the last few years, and looks like maybe outside of the COVID where they canceled the season, you've been at state 7 years in a row, kind of building a pretty good program there at Westholt.
Yeah, it's been a nice run. I think... you know, the nice thing is, I guess the kids come out and they kind of know the expectations, and they work really hard to try to achieve that. And I think last year we were probably we got third place in the district by one stroke, and so it was kind of a surprise to ourselves and maybe some other people that we qualified. But it was a good experience for those kids that got to play last year, and those. You know, those kids that played last year are coming back this year, so that helps a lot.
Well, let's talk about those coming back. Looks like maybe you have three returners that were able to make it to state last year. Tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah, the ones that played last year were Weston Mathis. He was on varsity about the whole year. We did have some changes going into districts, but... he was able to hang on to a varsity spot the whole year. And then Mason Mitchell is another guy. He's a junior, both juniors. He played his first full varsity year last year and qualified with us and played his state at Kearney. And then Bryce Steinkraus was kind of our sixth man yesterday or last year, but he played part of the varsity tournaments and was our alternate going to state. So he's got a lot of experience coming back as well as Luke Olson. He played a lot of varsity last year. So we have guys that have got some experience and in that junior and senior class. Luke is our one senior. So we're hoping that, you know, we start well and just build towards the end of the year.
Well, and of course, you know, with the high school type of the season, you know, it's not like for the novice golfer where they can go out and golf any time of the day or week and have 3-4 months to play throughout the summer months. You basically have to sometimes start indoors due to weather conditions, other times get out to the course. But it's for those that haven't played yet, it's kind of a crash course of what you need to do and learning the rules of golf.
Yeah, it's a matter of fact, like, today, with the weather the way it is, we're going to spend some time indoors and work on rules. And, you know, there's when you go to a competition, it's, you know, kind of like any other sport, you're going to have rules you got to abide by. And the thing that's different about golf is there's no referee out there. So you are the referee and you have to call penalties on yourself. And, you know, it's kind of a game of honor. And so knowing the rules of golf might be the one sport I've ever coached that the kids have the most responsibility in. So as far as the skills, yeah, if you don't get out and play in the summer, it's really hard to just come out, you know, at the end of March and pick the game up and be very good by the end of May. So, hopefully they came in this season with a good summer last summer, and it doesn't take very long to pick it up then.
Well, let's talk about maybe any new courses that you're going to play this year, same type of schedule from last year, anything new this year for you and the Huskies on the links?
Really, everything is about the same except for districts this year will be out at Hardington, and it's been a number of years since I've been on that course. It's a tight course. It's short. Greens are really slopey, and you'll have a lot of breaks on short putts. It's really an advantage for Hardington CC to play there. We used to go to their tournament, oh, I want to say 15 years ago or so, and then we stopped going there because of conflicts with new conference and so on. So it's going to be exciting to go back there, and I'm looking forward to seeing if it's how much has changed.
Well, Coach, we know coming up next Tuesday is going to be kind of a scramble, but a chance for your guys to actually get out and compete and swing the golf clubs as you'll host that golf scramble on Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll have the old Rangeland schools up and down Highway 20, and we kind of get together. It's a good opening tournament for the kids. There's not a lot of pressure. It's a team format, so, you know, you have a three-person team and you're scrambling. So it's fun for the kids. It kind of builds a little bit of camaraderie amongst the schools because we'll play against these guys all year. So it's good to get to know the other players from the other schools. It's kind of a different thing about golf. You know, you kind of get to know, you're instead of just playing one game against them during the year, you're kind of going to, you know, you're going to see them again next week. And so some friendships will develop, and it's a good chance for us to go out and hit some shots without a lot of pressure.
Well, Coach, quickly again, if you could run down the numbers, if you would, and then the guys we're going to see on the course, you know, the freshmen, the sophomores, juniors, seniors. Again, you mentioned just one senior on the roster this year. But, again, those guys that we're going to be looking at on the links here this spring for you.
Sure, yeah. We have one senior, and that's Luke Olson. He's been out. This will be his fourth year. Our junior class is our big class. We have Weston Mathis, like I said, played varsity. Mason Mitchell has played varsity. Channing Ogden, another junior that's played a lot for us. Logan Posnicker is a junior. This is his first year to come out. And then Bryce Steinkraus is another junior that's kind of in the mix. And then we just have one sophomore, Nolan Hoffman. And we have one freshman, Cole Posnicker, come out. So our junior class makes up most of the team.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best luck and a chance for yourself to just continue to improve as your team continues to improve throughout the year and see if you can get yourselves one of them top three spots in the districts when that time comes upon.
Thanks, Cody. We hope to have a lot of fun, and I appreciate you guys covering us.
And that is West Old Huskies golf coach Todd Hale as the Huskies host their boys golf scramble coming up on Tuesday.